Welcome to another Live at Five with Girl Talk. I'm Elizabeth Vargas.
I'm Frances Carr Dunn.
Tiffany Sowersby.
Keith Maximilian.
I shouldn't say with Girl Talk. I should say by Girl Talk. This Live at Five is more of a multicultural thing.
I take offense to that.
Multi-genre thing. It's Girl Talk with Keith. As everybody knows, we started off this season, we jumped to the hot seat because, no pun intended, the fires in Los Angeles. We were going to try this whole new format on the road, but we decided to stick with what we know best, and that is Live at Five in the studio with a group of friends shooting the shit and just giving you the weekly tea and the update on drama and, you know, local news, government news, whatever we can think of and whatever's on this little piece of paper I got right here. So let's just dive right into it. Again, I'm Elizabeth Vargas.
Frances Carr Dunn.
Tiffany Sowersby.
Keith Maximilian.
And we are here every week, every Monday, live at 5 for you. So subscribe to YouTube.
I sleep here.
Get notified. What? Okay. We have our Lutava is our sponsor today. So Casey, thank you. Has everybody used one of these? Lutava is an antibacterial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in spin. She gave me a seat.
Oh, yeah. This is the seat right here.
Yeah. It's great.
Nice. So you don't get anything on your vagina, right?
Well, those seats are so dirty. You don't know if they're cleaning them all the time. And yeah.
Well, do you have pants on when you're using
Casey took how many products?
And you don't understand girls.
You sit in all
I'm
over
just
the place.
Telling you, I'm not going there right now. The most cleanliest. So.
Okay, Casey, we love your product. As a woman, I go work out. I have a sweaty car seat. It's disgusting. So, I mean, oftentimes we wear little short shorts and you don't know what's getting up in there. So the fact that you could carry your seat and it kind of like takes off your sweat and puts it onto this and not your vagina is great. So
I feel like we could sell those.
And then here's the towels Casey has. This is to wipe your, after working out. Anyway, thank you, Casey. We love you. All the ladies love you. We want to showcase your product today. So that's Casey in a nutshell. All right, let's dive into it today. What do we got? We got what's in the local news. We're going to start off with local news. Let's start off with the fires. Right now, they're 100% contained.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. As they should have been like 24 hours after they started last time.
Yeah.
Well, there was water up in LA.
Some people were not prepared. Yeah. They were not prepared for that.
But I think, so Stapleton, our new mayor, did a great job. Yes. He put together a program to help support Los Angeles, and it did really well. And I think last week you had mentioned there was only $500,000 in the fund.
Right.
Is there any more? Do you know?
I don't know exactly how much is, but they are increasing it. I mean, he's just done so many things, you know, to help with people. And I know we didn't talk about this last time, but there's, you know, a lot of kids were affected, right? Kids that had stuffed animals. And so what they're doing is they're actually sending stuffed animals to these children to help them feel a little bit of...
Like they're at home,
right? I just thought that was so great that they're doing that right now for the children.
We have... I know a lot of like the Pasadena Animal Shelter. I want to thank everybody last week for donating your foster homes for the animals, donating your money, your time for the resources for families. People were housing people in their houses. Thank you to everybody who gave a little bit of themselves that made a huge difference to a lot of people. So California, you know, really stepped up to the plate. Yeah. We came together. Actually, the country did.
Yeah.
You know, as shocking as that was. We also have Speak Up Newport. We have the annual mayor's dinner coming up.
Yep, on the 6th.
On the 6th. So if you want to meet the new mayor, Joe Stapleton, sign up for the mayor's dinner. It's at the VEA. It says it's sold out, but you might be able to...
Squeeze a ticket or two in there.
But we can't wait. They also have... That's the former mayor, Salich. Edward Salich, is that how you say his name?
Mm-hmm.
Is presenting that evening. And Weber Christensen Hendricks is the sponsor of that evening. Thank you for sponsoring it. We love our new mayor because our new mayor is here to help the community and help Los Angeles during the fire. So you've already stepped up to the plate. Let's also talk about the car chase in Newport Beach. Keith, have you heard about that?
I heard about that.
Okay. Well, what happened? The guy died?
So they shot him. I guess he got... So they came out to the Newport... A guy was from where? Chile? Was he...
I don't know.
They chased him. He's from Santa Ana. So Santa Ana police. And then they chased him onto the pier. I don't know how he even got the car onto the pier because I thought they have those posts.
And they have like full on cement blocks.
Yeah. So I don't know how he.
He's a motorcycle, right?
No, it was a car. It was a car. So the car ended up on Newport Beach Pier. police are following him, and there's some video of it online. I guess if Luke maybe wants
they
to pull
it. They opened fire in front of
suspect
people?
Yeah. And police shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they ended up on the end of the pier, and you know, and there's people standing on each side of the pier, just sitting there like a spectator, like it's like they're watching TV. And all of a sudden the cops just start firing at this guy. I guess the guy came out with a gun and they just took him out. But everyone's just sitting there watching. I guess the one guy like tried to, what, about to jump off the pier.
There's one guy, it's just, they're going pat, 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 pat. And he's just like, oh, you see him turn around and they're like shooting at this guy. And I'm like, how are people so desensitized? Just
like, they're like, is there an alien?
Yeah. Is he contemplating life too? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. So that was that.
That's crazy. It was like 6 a.m. I mean, it's Orange County.
Yeah, it was early.
Yeah. It's wild.
Wow, that's wild.
I mean, Newport Beach has like a homicide rate, or like they had Newport Beach. I mean, Newport Beach PD must have had to dust off their weapons because I don't think someone's gotten shot here by an officer involved shooting in a long time. Like, I mean,
he already murdered someone.
Right. He was a murder suspect, right?
No. Oh, I didn't know that.
But so supposedly, I heard that he had already murdered somebody inland somewhere.
Right.
And that he ended up at our pier.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really, it wasn't our police that were chasing him. It was
Santa Ana.
Okay.
Mm. But I don't understand.
Probably a little busier.
Like, the guy's on the run, right? At what point do you think driving onto the pier?
But look at this guy over here. He's like, the guitar.
Look at this.
As the cops are going by.
They don't really care.
The other guy's fishing. Like, no big deal. Oh, I better put my fishing equipment on.
there's a guy with a little kid. Oh.
So, yeah, that's pretty crazy. But, like, I don't understand what he thought. Like, okay, I'm going to take the turn to go down the pier. Like, that's a dead end.
Well, he wasn't thinking.
Well, he was going to jump off, like, kind
of. Just ran the car through the end of the pier.
Wow.
And it's probably so surreal for everyone there. Like, think about it. Like, how often do you see people getting shot at, right?
Yeah.
It's like TV, I guess. Like, you're really.
It was like
surreal. What kind of a person? I mean, sorry he's passed away or unalive, but ends up on a pier when you're doing a car chase.
That's what I just said.
That's like the first.
Novel concept. No, but I said, how did he, number one, find his car through the concrete pillars?
Well, all those cop cars did, apparently.
So. Yeah, I guess. I mean, or they don't have the pillars there because of the fishing people
maybe.
In the morning, so they don't.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Okay, at the local news, we have Gio and Tiffany, a local real estate agent. He's on Selling OC. They graced People Magazine. Did you guys see this?
I did.
Yeah.
And his baby.
And, yeah, and his wife and Tiffany
wife,
and their little baby. Yeah, how come People Magazine did a
story? I know, it does it too.
That's what I was wondering, because, I mean, he was great. He's great on the show, Selling OC, but out of all the characters, he's not, I don't know. I just felt like, I think there's more exciting people. Like,
have you guys seen
cool.
Selling OC? Yeah. Gio, the
Gio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dapper guy.
Yeah, yeah. He dresses really nice.
Yeah, yeah. Very European.
Yes.
They just did a whole spread on him in People.
It was a good spread, too. It's actually really
positive. It's a good spread, Gio.
You did good.
Good spread. Tiffany, his wife's like, shut up, ladies. Okay, what else do we got? Oh, Pelican Point, burglary. The suspect was apprehended, and he was from a Chilean gang. Did you guys hear about this?
I heard that one.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway.
How do you get into that gated community?
I know.
How do they do it?
Their guard gated are pretty intense there, too. Yeah. So
how does somebody get in? This is like the third burglary in Pelican.
I mean, they're in there somehow, right? They're either like already in there, so like,
or it's someone
that works there.
Yeah, that's what it was. Usually it's like it's people that are like doing work and doing handyman
You need to give like a blood test to get into Pelican.
I don't know.
It's like, hey, I'm here to check out the street.
I even went for an open house and they take your ID.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do all of it. So.
And how do you expect to get out? Like, I mean, like the guard, they just don't open the gate. You're screwed. Yeah. Someone's getting burglarized. Okay, don't open the gate.
You know, where do you put the TV? Do they just throw it over the gate? And they're like, oh, yeah, you got it. You got it.
But if they come in like they're doing work, you know, the handyman work, they have the vans or whatever, and they pull in, oh, we're going
to
do work.
Yeah, but you still have to have permission to do it, and they still have to have a view on the computer. So
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's like a handyman or something that just gave them permission.
It just, yeah.
And that's the thing with gated communities and people who have staff. It just takes one rogue staff member that has a code or has an access key or a passcode to know
make your HOA dues not worth it
and sell it to that person.
You've had a couple of those.
Oh, I have.
Some rogue assistants.
I've had some rogue assistants and I've had rogue gardeners who knew somebody. I've had rogue electricians. I've had a rogue plumber. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, racking them up.
Did that one assistant take all your contacts out of your phone?
Yeah, I had a really bad assistant that was referred to me from a good referral who referred me to a complete, I'm not going to get into it, but yeah. You know, they prey on your weakness.
Yeah.
And, you know, anyway, long and short of it, it just takes one bad, and we have so many people in Orange County that, like, it's an ecosystem of people that work and help other people. So, I mean, imagine all the elderly in Orange County.
Yeah.
I mean, they must get taken advantage of, like, insane, because they're so wealthy.
Yeah.
Like, it just takes one bad, what is it, keeper? What do they call them?
Caretaker.
Yeah.
To just see an old person in a vulnerable state and then say, okay, how can I write myself a check? How do I?
There's so many laws against that too. Like taking advantage of an elderly person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they still do it.
They do it.
You just gotta get caught, I guess.
Yeah.
Just get a job. I would say, just get a job. Isn't it easier to get a job instead of
It's easier to milk off the government. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, we're getting into politics.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Frances, give us, we got Frances Cardon, who is our local celebrity real estate agent. She's on a show called American Dream TV. She's the host. Host or hostess?
Host. They call us hosts.
Host. And she is an expert. She's a real estate advisor, and she's going to give you the 411 on Orange County real estate based on the buyers.
Yes. So I think we were talking about the other day, there seems to be tons of rentals right now because people are being displaced. But what's really kind of intriguing is that 3 months ago, there was probably, you know, maybe 40% less rentals. Right now, when you see about the rental market versus the houses that are for sale, there are about 290 houses for rent and about 290 houses for sale. And of course, depending on where you live in Orange County, you know, it's a little more expensive. So the average price of a home, say in Orange County, is like $1.5 million. But if you're living like in the Newport Beach area, you're looking at, you know, you're looking at actually $3.9 million. Harbor Island is like $13 million,
but 3.9 million is the average.
Is Harbor Island?
Average?
No. In Newport Beach.
Beach. It's $5 million in Laguna.
It's five. Yeah.
Laguna is a high average.
Laguna is
$5 million in Laguna average. That's what it said when I was reading it the other day. I don't know if Zillow's accurate, but that's
yeah,
what it was saying.
I don't know. Yeah, because I mean, actually, I have a couple of listings in Laguna, and price per square foot, it's actually a little bit less expensive. Price per square foot in Laguna Beach, and it depends on if it's North Laguna, South Laguna. You know.
Wow.
But yeah, but what's interesting is that the rental market is as many houses are available for rent as to buy.
So
which
what
has
about
never
Los
been
Angeles
that way.
Compared to Los Angeles? Is there houses? Because I heard that, okay, so is price gouging still going on?
Yes.
Or they solve that problem?
No, it's still going on.
Because of fires?
Because of fires. You know, fortunately, people are being placed in different homes now, but still, you know, the rent in LA, and what's happening is all the properties next to LA, which you have, you know, Manhattan Beach, you have Santa Monica, those prices have increased 40%.
Oh my God.
That's a lot. And the housing market's already high as it is right now. But now with all the fires, they're getting it.
Yeah.
Because people are in bad positions and they have to, you know, they have to find a place. And, you know, and it's a tough position to be in. Your family, you know, you look at the news and you see these people have lived in their houses for 50 years.
Yeah. Six,
they've raised their children, their grandchildren, and, you know, now they have no place to go.
So what are they going to do about? So I heard, and we discussed this last week, where they were going to take property taxes down to the dirt. And Keith, you had said, well, the whole value is the dirt.
Right.
It's,
so, I mean, shouldn't they just cut out taxes altogether right now?
Oh, that's a great question. They totally should.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
No, for people that lost their houses in the fire.
Yeah,
I'd imagine so, but you're in California, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So also
that's a lot of money too. I mean, you got 500. I think just in the Palisades alone, it was like $550 million.
Yeah.
What?
So in property taxes.
Well, what Trump said he was going to do to the people that wanted to rebuild is he was going to give them like a percentage of being able to get more extension out of their square footage or their lot, or like, you know, be more lenient on certain permits, giving them more.
Yeah.
Trump suggested that.
He doesn't have
any say in that. Yeah. It's California. No.
Because that would make it make
I think
sense
what I think what he's doing
bit.
Is he's leveraging the what he's going to provide California in return for them to let people start building better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just a leverage.
It's not just isolated to that area.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the homeless tax on purchase of property over $5 million. Can you explain that to me, Francis?
Well, basically, it's if it's over $5 million, that they pay an additional 4% tax that's supposed to go to the homeless, and if it's $10 million, then it's 5% tax. I mean, that's.
The homeless aren't even served any money. So where is this money actually? I heard it was just sitting in a fund doing nothing right now.
Yeah.
Wait, is that like a Robin Hood concept? Like they're taken from the rich?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But it's also discouraging people from buying and selling their homes.
Over five, yeah.
But think about the people that are in the Palisades. I mean, if their houses are, if it's a, you know, $5 million average price of a home, you know, that's 5 and 6 months, that's a lot of money that they're having to pay taxes on. So now
it's only on the sale, though.
It's only on the sale. Yeah, so yeah, it's only sale. So, but
about $250,000.
But they're selling. But they're selling a lot. Yeah. They're selling a lot. Yeah. I mean, people are selling.
Yeah, of course.
Even if you have a house here and the whole street is gone, you don't want to live there. So right. People are selling their houses now. They're selling the land, is what they're selling. Right. So
where you think will people be moving besides Arizona and Vegas and Texas?
Well, I think they're going to stay. Florida. A lot of people have
Florida. I heard a lot of people are moving to Florida.
Yeah.
Florida's just so well run.
Yeah.
As DeSantis just has that whole operation. Except recently, the whole ICE thing, the deportations, I guess his state Senate kind of went against him on something. And they're all Republicans. So it was kind of weird that, because they were trying to make these laws that made it easier to deport, you know, illegal immigrants or violent offenders. And the Senate didn't like correspond with that exact order he made, which is really weird because they're all Republicans. So it's like infighting now. Mm-hmm. But I remember seeing DeSantis talking about that. And he's like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to figure it out.
Wow. Let's talk about this plane crash over DC. 67 people lost their lives. What kind of helicopter was it?
So it was I think it was a U-60 or... What was it? It's a transport helicopter. So those helicopters are only designed to, they're only designated to transport VIPs. I forget what kind of it was. It was like a.
So it's a VIP.
It's a VIP transport helicopter.
Crashes well known, mid-air collision at the Reagan Airport. Huh.
Black Hawk.
It just says Black Hawk.
Well, don't be racist about it.
I was like,
shut up, Keith.
That was good.
And you're fired. Just,
and you're fired.
Just get out.
I thought Black Hawk.
Well, you have to be military. Hired before you get fired.
It's true.
Black Hawk. Yeah. So anyway, so how do you think? So Trump was saying that the DEI was to blame for the air traffic controllers. They only had 11 people on staff when they normally would have 25 or something like that.
Yeah.
So here's I'm a pilot. So
because you're a pilot, you fly.
This Class Bravo airspace, which is the gnarliest airspace to fly, L.A., Vegas, you know, JFK, like those are all Class Bravos. And in order to even get into a Class Bravo, you're on full radar back Class Bravo.
Class Bravo.
That's like the craziest airspace, like the ones that have planes like to your left and right. And like, so if you don't follow directions from ATC or the tower, people die. Like people,
obviously.
So, and they vector you. Like if they, like I've been in numerous times where they'll, you know, they'll be like traffic alert, you know, 15 degrees left. Like, so they say you're what to do at every step of the game. But from what I was looking at or listening to on that ATC recording was the Black Hawk ceiling was at 200 feet. Should have been. They should not have been over 200 feet. The plane, apparently, according to the FAA.
It's coming in for a landing.
Not the Black Hawk.
No,
the plane was on short final, right? And so they were at 325 feet, according to the data recorder. However, there's no way that the helicopter could have been at 200 feet and the plane could have been at 325 feet. And they're both at the same level.
Yeah,
So someone's altimeter either, like I think that someone didn't set the altimeter right or something. I don't know how that... You have to set your altimeter each time like you get in the plane based on density.
Was it American Eagle flight or American?
You know, I can't imagine that the plane, I want to say that the Black Hawk was not at fault on
American this. Airlines plane.
Because number one, they should have seen them, right? They even asked them, do you have the traffic in sight? And the Black Hawk said, yes, traffic is in sight. This, you know, follow And they asked him for visual separation.
Wow.
So
it's at 8:47 p.m. So they couldn't visit. It was nighttime.
It's still light. And the Black Hawk has like it's a military aircraft. Right. It has crazy radar instrumentation.
It should have sensors. Like everything. The Tesla has a sensor getting too close to
it. Number one, the Black Hawk could take off and land by itself.
Okay? Really?
So you don't even need a pilot.
So how is this even possible? This happened.
Yeah. So they're going to find out that.
Is air traffic control going to get in trouble? The guy?
Yeah, well, I think it's a girl. But
I'm sure someone's fine.
So Trump got on there and he's like, you know, he said, oh, the DEI. And then like all the reporters started getting on it because they thought apparently the pilot is a trans service member.
Oh, boy.
So that's what I'm understanding.
The pilot
of the Black Hawk is a trans.
Was a trans
service member. But not. I think that they didn't. And that's why I don't think they wanted to release the name. I think. Luke, can you look that up?
It was the pilot of the
Black Hawk.
Okay, so I heard that they had hired, they didn't hire for qualifications, they hired for...
So, hold on. So, just to finish
quota.
That thought. So, finish the thought on... Yeah. So, they didn't release the name of the Black Hawk pilot because they thought everyone was going to start harping on that woman who's a captain. And she got 500 hours, which I really don't think there's a lot of hours relative to being in a military aircraft. But, so they didn't release her name for a while. And then Trump started talking about... the DEI.
She's 28 years old.
She's only 28?
Yeah.
There's two pilots, Andrew and Rebecca.
Yeah, so...
She was a military... Oh, she was so distinguished, Chapel Commissioner. Yeah.
So I don't know why they didn't want to... Oh, here, go back, go down. The Army asked to withhold her name.
Is that because they're doing the whole thing, whether it's gender or qualifications?
That's what I thought. So, because Trump brought up DEI really quickly.
Yeah.
And he usually does that.
He wouldn't do it unless he knew exactly
He's always done that. He's always released information that people are like, well, why is he saying that? Just kind of like with COVID.
Yeah.
It's like the flu. Everyone's going to get it eventually, right? Yeah. And he's right.
Yeah.
So he gets briefed and then he just kind of releases these little tidbits that nobody else has information on.
They're on a training flight.
Yeah. So, and then there's a whole bunch of conspiracy theories that the pilots in the Black Hawk were not actually alive when the Black Hawk took off.
Oh.
Because the Black Hawk can technically fly by itself.
How is that?
And then they tracked the Black Hawk from a residential address that's owned by some Dubai.
Let's say she's a transgender pilot from Virginia National Guard.
But what pilot from Virginia National Guard, and she's 28.
But what does that have to do with?
That's why they wanted to.
They're trying to say she's not credited. She wasn't. She only had
500
hours. She only was hired because of her gender.
I think that was the confusion of what when Trump said there was a DEI issue with this. They were saying, oh, what's DEI based on the pilot? He wasn't talking about that. He was talking about the control tower because there was only one controller when there should have been two. And there was like 1,000 controllers that didn't get the job to apply to.
Because they were white, they said.
Because they were white. And they had a lawsuit. They had a lawsuit against the FAA.
They have a lawsuit because they were qualified, but they didn't get hired because they weren't dark.
Because they weren't, their skin color. So, but the best thing was there was a meme or something that said, the pilot got on, it was right after this happened, right? And you know, the pilot does this, you know, you're on the plane and he's like, I know some of you are probably scared to fly right now, but he's like, I have a lot of hours. I like actually got the job the way I was supposed to. So he was kind of making fun, but he was also like, my goal is to transport. I have no other priority in life, but to get you safely to the to your destination.
Right.
That is my sole responsibility in life currently. So it was kind of cool. I think people like felt secure like after that.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, it is a very, it's a gnarly scenario when there's a couple of things that you don't want DEI. This is why DEI is such a big deal, is because you don't want your surgeon, right? If you're in the hospital, to have gotten that job without fully having the credentials.
No, I wouldn't want anyone flying an airplane I was getting on.
Right.
Unless you were actually qualified. I don't care if you're, whatever you identify as.
Right.
Are you fucking qualified?
And that's exactly what.
I don't care what you think you are. Your sexual preference is not.
I mean, you can have sex with a snake.
It has nothing to do with if you fly that airplane.
So you know how to fly the fucking plane.
Whatever you want
to have
your job.
Just don't have sex while you're flying the plane.
I don't have sex. Don't have sex while you're flying the plane. I think there's a couple of jobs that's the whole issue with this is like, do you want to know your pilot is a good pilot? You know, but them having it's not even the pilot, the control towers, that is the most stressful job. Yep. Like, it is the number one. I think it.
They said you have to be a genius to be in there. It's, how could you hire?
I heard it takes 10 years off your life.
Yeah. No, it's like answering 911 calls.
Yeah.
It's way worse. Really? It's way worse.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with planes that are on collision courses. And if you happen to like zone out or like, oh, I got to text my girlfriend. I got dinner tonight. Like, you can't think about anything about what, except what's right in front of you. Yeah.
But I heard they don't get paid very well and they're going to change that. I heard they're going to give them like top pay, top benefits. Cause I mean, if it takes 10 years off your life and you go in there knowing that is your sole purpose in life, right that minute.
And most of those people, I feel like most of those people are very OCD.
Right.
Because you're watching little bleeps on a screen
with
vectors, and like you're like hundreds of people's lives rely on a split second decision that you have to make.
Yeah.
And I've been in a close call one time.
I was going to ask, have you ever had a close call
on an uncontrolled tower?
Me, no.
Were you? I was flying to half.
That was a party.
His plane.
Well, I happened to be in the.
We'll get into that later.
What?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
You're kidding.
Spilling the tea.
That was when I first learned to fly.
Alternator went out and a gas cap was flowing gas outside of the plane. And
you're
I was like,
crazy.
What?
Yeah, no. You're crazy, right?
We've been on a couple of flights together and it was kind of.
Okay,
wait,
so,
is this true?
No. So,
that was when you first learned you left your cap open?
No. It wasn't.
There's two times. One, two separate times that I had a little out of body experience, but I love him. He's a good pilot, guys. He's a great pilot, but.
That is not so convincing. I'm sorry.
Traumatized me for
life. Listen, all small planes have an alternator failure. Like, you lose electricity, right? But the plane doesn't run on electricity. It just runs on, the engine runs on, it doesn't need electricity to run. So you can still fly the plane. You just don't have instruments. You don't have electronics.
Coast into that.
You want to go?
I mean, coast into
it. He's like, we could just coast into it. I'm like, the fuck we are. Let's get out of here. Like, I have to turn this plane around right now.
Yeah, she told me to turn the plane around.
I'm sweating. And when all the electric things go off on a plane, and he's like, don't worry, I got this. We'll just coast. And I'm like,
this is what you train for.
So did you coast? Or did you
turn around and then turn back on?
Yeah, the engine runs. It's just,
the whole thing. The engine runs. You're just coasting.
Listen, it's all.
You don't have instruments. He's instrument rated without instruments.
Listen.
I trust him. Yeah. I trust him. I do, but.
She's like, I don't want to die. I'm like, I don't give a, I don't really care. I don't want to die. Like, she's like, I don't. But she's like, I've known Tiffany for a long time and I don't think I've ever seen her like.
I went ghost
stressed.
Oh. Like, we need to turn around, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you're here to tell about it.
Yeah.
So,
your close call?
Yeah. Okay. So I was flying in Havasu and there's no tower. So you just have to talk to the other pilots. And if the other
Havasu,
pilots,
the party.
It's not a party. It's a very well-respected city.
Uh-huh.
So, Havasu.
We believe you.
A lot of history there.
Steel Plant has a place there
he
now.
He does. Mm-hmm. He built a house there.
Yeah.
So I was flying in like the other plane. Usually you're supposed to fly on alternate altitude. So like if I'm flying east, I fly on odd numbers. So I fly 5,500, 7,500, 9,500. If you're flying west, you fly at 6,500, 8,500 or 10-5, right?
Okay.
So there's a big separation, except if you're by an airport. So if you're by an airport, that's where all mid-air collisions usually happen because you're so close together.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like the guy was like right on top of me, but see, he was coming one way, I was going the other, and we didn't have the ADS-B at that point, and at that time, which is where you see the other planes, and he didn't make a radio call. And I said, I'm like 15 miles out, descending through 4,500, and he didn't make a radio call, and he's probably 100 feet off my left wing.
Oh.
Like, and I'm lucky that nobody else saw it because I like literally shit my pants. Like I was like, and it's usually not you. That's just like a car accident. It's usually not you.
That'd be
it's the
defensive,
other person.
Right? Yeah.
So you just got to be always, and I love flying because it's always like it keeps you on your toes, and it's really like it's a very I love multitasking, but it's like the ultimate multitasking.
Oh,
because you got to talk. That's so going into the next flight pilot accident. With the one in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so that was a medevac.
Right, and it's a Lear 55, which are super safe planes. I think they haven't had an accident on that thing for like 15 years or something like that. But did you see the video, Luke? We pulled up the video of that Lear 55. People are like, oh, it's a missile. So I'll show you what happened with it. Just the video of the.
What's it called?
It's Pennsylvania. Medevac flight crash video. So the whole thing with clouds, and this is how this accident happened. I think there's one video that actually shows it.
2 days ago?
Could have been. But there's like some new ones. There's new videos.
Well, there are 6 people on board with that one, right?
Yeah. Go to the video. Just go to the video. Oh. They're probably not going to show it on the news. It's like...
Come on, be like Joe Rogan.
Yeah, do the one on...
Right away. You know everything, Luke.
Well. Anyway, so the way JFK died, Jr., is when you get into the clouds, you can't tell that the plane's upside down. Because you heard the term flying by the seat of your pants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way that term came in is that if you're getting pushed down in the seat...
Oh, my God. Is that the...
Yeah, so if you're getting pushed down in the seat... It means you're flying up. If you're not, it means you're flying, you're upside down.
What?
Because if you're in the clouds, you can't see any visual reference.
Yeah.
So if you're upside down, you can't tell you're upside down.
Yeah, but I would think if you're upside down, you'd be able to feel that you're...
Not if you're ascending or descending. So if you're flying, if you're descending down, you're still going to be pushed into the seat, but you're upside down. Because you're technically like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's a video of the plane... Looks like a missile going down into the ground. The reason why is because they were upside down.
What?
So if he's upside down, the plane's going to go a lot faster. And it's going
to... How did they get upside down?
They were in the clouds. They didn't realize they were upside down. So they think either there was a complete instrument failure, which I don't think is possible because instruments run on both electric, vacuum. It would have had to been a mechanical failure of that plane that they had no control. And the plane flipped over and just... Like, me. Then it would go down like a missile.
Is it like a vortex?
Does a plane like that have a black box?
Yeah, they can't find it though.
Oh, they can't find it?
They think it's disintegrated or they think someone stole it. Like they said, like,
what?
Yeah,
unless it's happened.
Why would somebody steal that?
Yeah.
Malaysia Airlines, here we go.
The fact that you went back on the plane with him, that's pretty...
Oh, no, I went back after the gas.
Like, I wouldn't let him.
So we're going to San Diego. He's like, want to go have a quick lunch in San Diego? I'm like, sure. Me and my girlfriend get on this plane.
What happened?
And all of a sudden, I'm looking out the window. And I see this liquid just flying off the wing. And I go, Keith, what's that? What is that? And then all of a sudden, he's like... He gets the look on his face, and then he gets the paperwork out. And he's like reading a manual, and I'm like,
no.
And I was like, oh. So then I call FaceTime our friend Neil, and I was like, Neil, what's going on? And for some reason, I had service,
and Neil's like,
that's your gas. And I was like, gas? Like, how's our gas? Our gas is just flying out of the plane. Like, we landed, and there was a half a tank of gas left.
You are so, Tiffany.
It's so true.
Let me explain.
Oh,
I have witnesses.
Tiffany's exaggerating.
Okay, let's hear Keith's side of it.
You're exaggerating beyond exaggeration. AV gas is blue, okay? So you can see it very clearly if it's like leaking out of the wing. So the gas cap was on, but it was apparently the seal was broken. So it was leaking out of the gas cap, but it was just this little stream of gas, but it looked like a lot because it's all blue.
Because of the wind.
Right. Yeah, it's the wind. It's like, kind of like when you take a piss out of a car.
Right.
It looks like you're like, So same concept, but you're going, 100 miles an hour. And it just looks like a lot, but it's little tiny things.
I was crying.
We're not a half tank of gas out.
I heard that's what you said. It was like, we still had a half tank of gas. And I'm we still have a half tank. In San Diego, have you ever landed in San Diego on a private jet? It's really hard to land a plane because you have to like go through these big city things and get in really quick.
Did that show it?
Look at that. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, it looks like a missile.
So he's upside down.
Wow. It was upside down for sure.
You could tell he's upside down. He's just going... And he's trying to pull up. He's in the clouds and just trying to pull up. You can see the flashing
lights. That is insane. Yeah.
People probably thought it was a bomb.
You see, see the top?
Looks like a shooting star.
Look, do you see the flashing
light? I'd be like, aliens!
Anyway.
Nobody believes I'm aliens anymore.
So so that was that. But I'm really curious. That's the flight I'm really curious about because how did experienced Learjet pilots get upside down in a plane? Like
was in there? Was it just pilots?
No, so it was... What, 4 crew and then 2, it was like a kid just got out of the hospital. They were at Shriners. The kid just got out of Shriners. That's some rare disease.
Oh, that's sad.
And then they had 2 people that cured cancer on there.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I was like,
I'm like, but you know how, like,
yeah, I know, it's true. I know. I was like, oh, that's true. I was like, I didn't hear that.
Do you know the theory?
Oh, Keith. Oh, my God. I'm going to do this on the spot. Get the show.
You know the theory that everyone, like, the planes crash when they have all of the executives on there.
Yeah.
And they just found out how to cure cancer. Gonna go report it to the world. And all of a sudden the plane crashes. Like,
it's like that meme where this guy's on a plane. He's like, are any of you billionaires? I need to know right now.
Okay, so while we're talking about politics, I was gonna not talk about it till the end, but let's talk about Trudeau. He resigned.
Caved.
So Keith, what is your conspiracy theory on why Trudeau just like literally said, I'm out? Is it because
when
Trump became in office, he immediately flew to see Trump. And there was some conversation that none of us will ever know about Ukraine and Trudeau, that all of a sudden Trudeau decides to resign.
His party forced him out because he knew, like, I think he was just going to get annihilated by Trump, just as like we just did. Like, they just imposed 25% tariffs on New Mexico and Canada.
Okay.
And then you have Mexico, who did the smart move and said, okay, fine, oh, we're good. We sent 10,000 troops to the border, right? So now they're going to postpone the tariffs for a month. And I love the Democrats. They got on there and they're like, we knew Trump was going to do this and ruin the country with tariffs. It's like, Trump is playing the game.
Yes.
He is playing the game.
You guys played us for years.
Yes.
Sure. We're just playing him back. We were the worst chess players for the last 15 years.
Horrible.
And now we're like, okay, we're back.
I know.
Who knows how to play chess and Rubik's Cube? And
Trump's like solving Rubik's Cube blindfolded.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he's the Rubik's Cube quick king. I got it.
But the best part about Trump is he's already a good businessman.
Yeah.
But when you have the unlimited resources of the United States now, like now he's just unstoppable. Like he threatened 25% tariffs, which would have taken Canada out. Yeah. Like Canada would have ceased becoming a country.
Right.
Like they could not afford that. 40% of their stuff goes to us.
Right.
Like, so.
That's it really? 40%?
40%. And then they buy. So he had his prime minister. They had, what's the name of the guy, the other guy of Canada? It's like a premier or something. He's like, well, we're going to put the same amount of tariffs on lumber and everything else that you guys give to us. And it's like, cool, bro. It's kind of like a kid. It's kind of like a kid in school going, well, Justin, if you
Trudeau,
don't wear it,
then you have
not Justin Trudeau, but the other guy,
who's the prime minister?
No, not the prime minister. He's the Canadian premier. It's like he's called the premier, I think.
The premier.
But he's like he's not the prime minister.
Canadian premier. Oh yeah, we're horrible at this.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
We're gonna tax your stuff too. And the guy didn't even realize that if he does that, it makes it even worse.
Yeah. Right.
Like so Trudeau had to step in and they kowtow to Trump. So now they agreed to do a $1.2 billion fentanyl deal. So he's gonna put soldiers
fentanyl
on.
Deal. What?
Yeah.
They're gonna put to prevent fentanyl from coming across the Canadian border.
There's Mexico. Wait. I thought fentanyl only came through Mexico.
No.
Okay, explain this to me. It's coming through Canada?
It comes to on a border that's open.
Yeah, how are they getting it to Canada?
Well, it's easier to get to Canada.
How?
Because Canada doesn't require you can get into Canada a lot easier than it is to get.
So what? Not true. Have you ever had a DUI and tried to get into Canada?
No.
That's really. Have you ever had a DUI? No, but I've had people that literally get denied because they consider it a felony in Canada, but not in the United States.
Okay, so my question is, what port is letting fentanyl in?
They don't.
Is it Vancouver?
You don't walk up to customs and be like, well, don't mind the fentanyl.
Don't mind the fentanyl. I have in my purse.
It's like, don't look in the black one. So they kind of roll through and they don't go through ports of entry, but they don't have like, you know, they don't have like the gates and the border, like the fences. So they just roll through you know. So anyway, it's a lot easier. And I think they said that a lot of it, I'm not sure if the majority of fentanyl comes through Canada, but a lot of it. So
more than Mexico then.
So it's not just strippers.
No.
From Canada?
Yeah. There's
strippers.
Actually, is that a thing?
Oh my God. You guys don't know this?
Strippers are carrying fentanyl?
No, what's the
let me call someone.
Right, I know. What's the
ask Destiny. Spearmint Rhino?
Yeah. Ask Destiny. Is that true?
No.
Let me call Mercedes.
The French part of Montreal. I heard Montreal is
How
like.
How does that have to do with strippers?
A king of stripper area.
But they're very
rich. All the strippers live there and they all deal drugs up there.
They
That's
do?
Not fentanyl.
Maybe we should go to Canada.
I just thought all
Mercedes,
strippers.
I'm coming to visit.
I know, right?
Mercedes. Destiny, I'm on the way.
Destiny, Mercedes.
So they have, all of a sudden Trudeau says, oh, we're going to give like $1.2 billion. To like, you know, to the border patrol and like make sure that none of that, it was like a whole series of stuff. And Trump's like, okay, we'll postpone the tariffs for another month. I can't wait to see what the Dems have to say about that. Just like, wait, his idea worked.
Yeah.
Weird.
Weird.
Okay, so what are they, okay, let's move on to Greenland. Okay, what's happening with Greenland?
What? Are we taking it back?
There's 50.
By the way, you have to do research every week because you're like our political guy. We got to know what's new. This is world news right now.
I got the itinerary five minutes ago.
We are live at five.
Cardone over here. So, culture with sour.
So Denmark has 54,000 people that live there. And they all, I think the majority of them want to be part of the United States because they don't like how Denmark is handling it. That Denmark's there, it's not part of Denmark, but it's technically a separate, not country, but it's like a territory or something.
Why would they go with us?
Why?
Yeah.
Because they have security. Like that is the biggest shipping zone of that area. It's actually, and to be honest with you, I think we will have a portion of Denmark, or we will be involved a lot more in Denmark because it's a big freight, like a military active zone, and like we need to have it for national security for sure.
Wow. But I heard that Denmark has like free health, like no
all that.
Why would they want to come here?
All that 75 cents is going to keep
right. I mean, it's all free
military. Like,
it's all free medical.
But if you have issues like with Russia and all that stuff, we protect them now anyway. Right. So. Like, you know, Trump's just saying, hey, look, we're going to be protecting you. We want, you know, and they have great resources. Like they have a lot of like natural resources.
Okay. So how do you guys think, so let's talk about, you know, we went through a huge transition the last few weeks. I mean, we had fires and a new administration come in. We had like, I mean, everything's happening all at once. We've got just like plane crashes. I mean, we really kind of just went like, bam.
New president.
2025, yeah. New president.
I can't believe he's only been in office for like a week.
You know, that's a lot. January has felt like a year.
So let's talk about Newsom right now in California again, because we're obviously California-based. We were severely impacted by the fires. Mm-hmm. Newsom created California as a disaster. Our leadership is horrible in the higher level. I think that we do great. Our leadership in Orange County is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Joe Stapleton, who just came into office. We had, Will O'Neill was previously, now he's the head of the Republican Party. I mean, we have great, great, great leaders in Orange County. And why is it that our society here is so safe, so secure, so clean? Why won't anybody listen to us that maybe you should run your city like... We do.
It's Newsom. He doesn't listen to anyone.
Why is it that Newsom won't listen to our leaders in Orange County saying, look, our reservoirs are full. The red tape was broken and we filled them up. We didn't have to get an outsourced contractor. And then we fought over who got the contract. So we didn't fill up the reservoirs because nobody fixed it. Like, it just seems like it's just shit up there.
Well, you know, Newsom's been recalled 8 times.
Literally.
They tried eight times.
Are they cheating? Is that why they can't
they,
come in?
They think so.
Is he cheating?
Someone says they think
that. They have been cheating because there's no way he would still be in office.
Like, they've recall
tried
from
eight
that.
Times.
If he get, I mean.
He's never going to get recalled till his term is just
No,
up.
He's got it. He's after this. After
he's not
COVID.
Getting recalled.
After COVID.
Well, after COVID, he didn't get recalled, right?
That was an attempt.
Was that before or after COVID? He was after.
Exactly. He's related to Nancy Pelosi or no?
It's his cousin. It's his aunt.
And they both are have investments in the mask company or no? Was that just
conspiracy theory? That's just crazy bullshit.
But how do we know what investments that their family has? Because I'm
Pelosi's
curious.
Made, what, $100, $185 million?
I'm
know.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know what investments Newsom has, and I want to know his portfolio, Nancy Pelosi's portfolio.
Well, you can find out. First of all, you can trade.
I want all of the government officials' portfolios of investments to be put online.
They have it. You could trade exactly like
what
Nancy
they're
Pelosi.
Doing. Yeah.
But what if they have it named under an LLC and it's
no.
I would think they'd have it named under
have a family
LLC.
Member.
I think
under a family member or a mom. Like, what's his name? Who's the football player that put everything under his mom's name and his wife divorced him and found that everything was in his mom's name?
Oh. Not that like guy that committed murder.
What I'm saying is that these government officials probably put stuff in other people's names.
Yeah. I would.
See that.
Let's say if I knew something, I'm not going to take the risk. I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend, and we're going
to
make money
Martha
together.
Martha Stewart went to prison.
Exactly.
For that.
Yeah. Doesn't Nancy Pelosi gets paid? I want to say $250,000 a year, except she shows that she makes like $1 million something
they all
a year.
Do. Yeah.
Like, how can you not call that insider trading if you? Have to approve, right?
Getting text messages, Keith.
Oh. Yeah, I was just trying. Someone's trying to ask questions.
Mercedes and Tiffany over here.
How's Trixie and Tiffany?
Oh, Tiffany!
Oh!
I always get, what's your real name?
That's right. You're like, oh.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, so let's get into some pop culture. We just had the Grammys. We talked about this earlier. Keith, do you watch any type of music, pop culture music? Beyonce won country album.
She did?
Yes. She beat all of them.
That's amazing.
She was coming around the mountain.
I think it's, that's a headline.
But this is Texas.
No, yes, hey, that's really old. Yeah. You're pissed because you're like, that was 2 years ago. Yeah. It's played out. Why did she?
It wasn't that great.
Can someone explain to me why that they dedicated the whole thing to like the fires, right?
Yeah, they raised like almost $7 million.
Did you see all those concerts though that have been dedicating to the fires? Yeah. They've been pretty good.
Yeah.
Like the lineup to these concerts.
Yeah, but I'm confused, okay? You have these celebrities that are making hundreds of millions of dollars. Why isn't every celebrity donating $1 million?
So why don't they just donate?
First of all, they're raising money from the people watching the Grammys.
Yeah,
they're not the people at the Grammys. Well, the celebrities.
Trevor. So he did say everyone sitting up in the box seats from like all the music companies, please donate as well. And then and then he was reading like, okay, well, so and so donated, you know, 1 million. So and so just donated. So they actually
$7 million seems like not a lot of money for the whole entertainment industry.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
They make that in like one day.
Like yeah.
I mean, like, true. I just find that, you know, Britney Spears Britney Spears. what's Taylor Swift makes what?
Oh.
She's worth $1 billion?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Why aren't those people donating themselves to the fire?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it makes no sense that they're donating their time.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
It's like, donate money. Put your money where your mouth is.
Right, right.
But like, you did that for your
charity. Yeah, I did that. Of course I did that.
For the animals. So I mean, you said ridiculous. You matched whatever contributions.
I did.
Yeah. Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like that's... And I put people in my house. And I housed people in the fires. And I did animals, people, babies, everybody you could imagine.
Babies.
I'm like, In-N-Out Burger.
Strippers.
I might have had strippers. Yeah. But my point is I guess, you know, maybe they get asked a lot to donate, so they just figure their time is what it is.
Maybe they pick and choose their battles.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay, so Trisha said, I cannot believe that you would laugh and make jokes about the people that were on the plane. No, we weren't laughing about the people on the plane. You misunderstood, unfortunately. That is a horrific, horrific tragedy. And we were trying to figure out exactly how it happened. And I don't think any of us were laughing about it because it's not a funny matter. And in fact, traffic control and putting DEI to blame for everything is not right either. It's basically just, it was an accident. Accidents happen.
No, you got, they need to find out why it happened.
Why?
Like, someone's responsible
why.
For it.
We
someone's
haven't heard for it. Why it happened. We haven't, nobody knows.
No.
But
I mean, it's either going to be, there's two, it's pilot error, number one, because they're both the same altitude and they should have been. So someone's to blame for that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have the controller issue, which they should have warned them. Either way, the pilot shouldn't have been in the same altitude.
Yeah.
If they were, the control tower is the last resort to say, traffic alert, you know, drop, you know, altitude 200 feet or something like that. But there wasn't somebody to do that.
Yeah.
So they were short-staffed, whatever.
Yeah.
So how?
It was short-staffed. I think, goes to the top. Who didn't hire somebody?
Right.
That's who's to blame.
And that's what they're saying. That's
it's who didn't hire because... there was no qualifications when there was plenty of applicants.
Right.
So that right there is a problem. Yeah.
And if there's money to hire and there's people like...
there's money, there's funding, there's everything.
It's like you can't, I think...
Yeah.
It's, it's a tragedy that hopefully won't happen again now that, it's not. But what I really did like? I liked the response that they had. Mm-hmm. Like you had first responders, you had the president. I mean, it was in D.C., granted. Yeah, the brand new transportation secretary... who was on the job for 24 hours, okay, before two crazy plane accidents. There hasn't been a plane accident like that since 9/11.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, and the guy's on their job for 24 hours, you know?
Yeah.
So the conspiracy theory that the pilots were already dead on the airplane.
They also,
who came up with that?
Joe, I'm laughing, but I'm not. I just laugh at the conspiracy theories part, but they also said that the Tesla guy, right, because the Tesla can technically drive itself.
Right.
So the New Orleans bombing, the bombing in his Tesla truck, He said they thought he was dead too when they drove the Tesla remote. Well,
that would make more sense.
It would make more sense then because it's being remotely.
Yeah,
you're actually
because the guy had a Desert Eagle.
Then you have a someone to blame. There's a human body.
Right.
And
well, there's also suicide missions and stuff like that.
But his passport wasn't burnt, but the whole truck inside
the truck was.
So
they could see who it was.
So, yeah. But the other thing too is that he had a Desert Eagle, which is one of the largest guns, handguns made. It's like a 50 caliber. I think they make it in 44. But they have the video of the thermal, I think it was a thermal image of the car. They don't show the gun going off. And he supposedly shot himself and then detonated it. But you'd see that flash in the car. Mm-hmm. Right away, like you'd see it.
So
like,
I wonder if that's the new thing that all these people are doing is they're killing remotely. Them, sticking them, and then remoting them.
And then blaming them.
And blaming them. Oh my God. This is interesting.
But anyway, so
because
that was
what the, about Kobe?
Yeah, that was,
was that a Black Hawk?
That wasn't Black Hawk.
Kobe, and that just happened. What, his anniversary was about 6 days ago?
A couple days ago.
So what happened with Kobe? That pilot ran straight. They said he didn't even stop. He ran straight.
It was fog. It was a lot of things.
So he had Kobe. Yeah. So Kobe was like, keep in mind, this pilot has flown for Kobe a long time. And I used to live next to Kobe.
Well, that's his helicopter crash 2020. Oh, that was January 2020.
So the difference with the Kobe scenario is unfortunately
S-76B helicopter.
Yeah. So it was
a really nice helicopter.
Yeah, it was a nice helicopter, but they don't have terrain warning. But mm-hmm. airplanes usually have terrain warning. So if you see it, and the thing with the helicopter is it can go up and down so fast that if you don't see the terrain, you're just landing into the terrain, right?
Right.
So, and unfortunately, the deal with Kobe's scenario is that when you're a celebrity and you get into this airport, and his daughter had practice or a game, right? And the pilot's like kind of questioning whether or not he should fly. And Kobe's like, I need to get to this game. You're going to be like, okay, like I'll do this. Like you got to have a pretty strong will to tell Kobe Bryant that you don't feel safe to fly.
Right.
Because he's going to be like, what? Why? Let's go. Like,
yeah,
you know? So it's kind of, you know, his own, unfortunately, I think that his own celebrity is what actually got him into that predicament.
Maybe.
You know, so because the pilot is that guy was so experienced.
I heard that he was just hours and hours of training and there's just no way.
But he did say, I don't think it's going to be safe with the fog coverage that's going on.
And the only way he would have went is if Kobe said, let's go.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, if he said, I don't feel safe with the fog coverage and he still went, then that means that someone talked him into going.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and what happened was they just got lost in the fog. He didn't see the train and just slammed into the mountain.
Yeah.
So that was really sad. But you know what was even worse was you had the deputies that took pictures.
I remember
of that.
Yes. And then released that.
And then released them. And they got.
What?
Yeah. And so his wife created a lawsuit over it.
Your wife,
I think she won.
Because like $20 million.
Yeah. She deserves it. I mean, they were releasing photos of like bodies and stuff.
Yeah. Of her daughter.
Or Kobe. Everyone.
It's wrong. It's distasteful.
So wait, they took photos of after the crash and then released the photos?
Before the family happened.
The deputy was in a bar and he showed one of the bartenders or something. I think that's what happened. And so the bartender took it or said, send that to me or something. But he showed somebody either way. Just, you know, horrible.
Wow.
Bad judgment.
Bad judgment. Okay, so let's talk a little bit of pop culture drama. Let's talk Bianca being naked at the Grammys.
Oh, goodness. I'm sure Keith saw that.
Did you see that?
You did?
She actually asked my opinion on what she should
wear.
She asked my opinion on what she should wear. I said nothing.
I said nothing.
I don't want to do it.
Go on your birthday suit.
Did you see the outfit, Keith?
Yeah, but I'm more impressed that they got booted the hell out of there.
I heard that it was like lies. Yeah. I don't think they really got kicked out of there.
Luke, will you Google,
did Kanye West get booted?
Did they get kicked out of, did Bianca get kicked out of?
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
No.
Firsthand.
I mean, she got to rock that no outfit for the whole evening.
She was literally naked. Wait,
so after I went
home. Look at.
No, so listen.
Look at her nips showing.
No,
she's
but
totally naked.
How are those nipples not hard? I just want to know because it's probably freezing.
That's
and
true.
So I saw a picture later.
Maybe they were pasty.
She had one of those nude patches on her.
Oh.
No, she didn't have all of her nipples. I saw her nipples.
No, nipples were out, but at
oh,
one point.
Oh, she had a patch on her vagina.
I'm like, look at one point, they're not hard.
No, but
I'm
those like, are real
at
nipples.
At one point? What do you, how can you tell her?
I was going to say, how do you tell?
Because because right now that's edited. You can't see it, anything.
So you saw it without?
So I started Googling when I got home, and I was like, oh my gosh. Actually, those are not hard nipples.
You did? Yeah. And then her nipples were out.
Well, you're, wow.
So at what point do you say?
Snatch back.
So the question is,
a Band-Aid?
Are they real? Or are they fake?
Sex scenes on movies, her, like, oh. Like,
oh,
that's how they do sex scenes like that all the time.
But I mean,
that's how I do my sex.
Do they look
okay?
Real?
Okay, so let's meet one on camera. There she is, right there.
Wow,
that's a
she
real.
She looks like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, she really
it's
does.
Just insane.
She looks identical to Kim.
Kip's probably like kids.
Kanye's like I'm hitting that.
He's
but,
so weird.
But I feel like Kanye doesn't have any respect for his wife.
No,
like, would
no,
you
no,
not hear his wife?
No, Kim Kardashian sold her soul to, like, the dark side.
Yeah.
So I think he's making fun of Kim by being like, you're a drone, you're fake, you know.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to get back into, like,
it does really look like
attention.
Her.
He needs attention again. Yeah. Kanye always needs attention.
So you think he's actually mentally ill? Or is that absolutely Kanye?
Yeah. I think they're all mentally ill. The whole Kardashian family is mentally ill.
I also think a lot of smart people, autistic people, are also mentally ill. Like, they're smart. They know things. They, you know, are geniuses in their own sense. So, I don't know.
You got to,
look at the outfits. You guys like the outfits?
Wow, Lady Gaga. Like, that scary wig.
Yeah, who's the guy? Who's that chick on the bottom?
That's Chaparral.
I don't know who that
who's
was.
Who's Chaparral?
Chaparral.
Who's
that? Okay, so let's get So, do you know that P. Diddy was just hospitalized?
I did, actually.
For a knee surgery.
Knee surgery.
He's on been his on his knees a little too much.
Someone dropped the soap.
Someone dropped the soap and he went to go grab it. So let me get that soap for you.
I know. Send him knee pads.
I think that, you know, as far as the
he's in the jail by himself. How did he hurt his knee? Like, I don't understand what he's like jumping around the cave. They're jumping around the cell. I don't.
So we also discussed
a hopscotch.
You know how that happened. You
what?
Know how his knees gave out.
Yeah. Was, yeah. Well,
yeah.
He's busy. He's busy helping daddy.
And I think that he needs pain
he's getting,
meds.
He's getting some free. He's getting some more ramen.
No, he just needs pain meds.
He needs pain meds. He needs to get.
So he just banged his knee on the wall.
Ramrod pain meds.
I mean, it makes sense.
Any knee problem?
It's like, what would they believe? A knee injury.
What would they believe? Yeah. They didn't get kicked out. Said they just left after the carpet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jillian talks. Jillian, do you really talk? We want to know.
Speak up.
So wait, they left after the recovery. Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, so why wouldn't, let's go back to that. Why wouldn't you kick out naked people from your party?
Because it's art. And
I
then
would
there's
never
whole...
kick somebody out naked from my party. They, you kidding?
Do you think
I
that
encourage
they're trashing
nudity.
Up the Grammys now? I mean, what's his
Hollywood
name?
Hollywood is trash right now. So who cares? Dumb. Like, it's just, it's
no,
gone.
What's that? What, the kid that wore the thing on his
Jaden.
Head. Jaden Smith.
Smith
wore a castle on his head.
A castle?
What the
f- yeah, like, no, it's like a black castle. That.
It's a black castle.
Google that.
I feel like the whole industry has shot itself in the foot. And I think that they're so sinister and so
toothless
perverse.
Wonder there. What is that?
The grill.
I think
it's
they're
a
so perverse that they. I mean, look at that.
That looks like a haunted mansion.
What?
I don't even know
what's
that.
That's not even a castle.
What's that significant of?
How did you get, how did
he's
you
living
get
in a personal hell?
It's a black hell house.
Yeah, it's what it is.
I feel like he lost a bet. Like, that's for sure. Like, if you live.
What's shock value?
Yeah, oh, well. Okay.
Oh, living in your head.
Okay.
In a gallery. Thank you.
I'm more concerned about her missing tooth in the corner.
In your own head.
I guess it makes sense.
I guess, whatever.
So was Jaden one of the kids that was passed around at the parties or no?
Allegedly.
It's so weird to say it like that.
What?
They say, I mean,
passed around.
Apparently him and Bieber have a strong connection.
Him and Bieber, like, supposedly were together in the situation.
Oh, boy.
They're like, yeah.
Can we just find out about the Epstein stuff? I don't really care about the details of P. Diddy.
So
we all know he did it.
Okay, so yeah, what happened? They just shut off Epstein all of a sudden.
That'll come. I think that's going to, like, they're going to have some.
When are they going to announce the Epstein list?
At this point, I think we have an idea of the flight logs. We know who was there.
Everyone knows. It's a matter of, like, does anyone want to
do anything? Is anything going to happen about it? That's all I'm just saying is, like, okay, so we find out this list, but then what? Nothing's going to come out of it. Who cares?
Okay, so Bill Gates was for sure on that list. And also, Bill Gates was trying to control our food, supposedly. So let's talk about Bobby, not Bobby Kennedy, but
JFK.
JFK. No, Bobby Kennedy, who's running the food source now.
Oh, yeah.
Junior.
Okay, I can't understand him when he talks.
So what do you think he thinks? Do you think he's ever going to meet with Bill Gates and be like, hey, dude, I know you were trying to fuck with all the food, but
what's the point of that? I don't understand what Bill Gates, what's the point of Bill Gates fucking with the food?
I don't know either.
Like, where's the result? What result?
Maybe like longevity?
Bill Gates wanted population control. So his big thing was population control.
Like, what the crap? Big thing. Do you just wake up and say, I got so much money, I don't know what to do with it. I'm going to make population control. Like, did you see, and then what happened with the, that's right. They were drilling Bobby Kennedy about how he went to Uganda or something. And there was it wasn't measles. It was, what's that other big one?
Mumps?
No. It's
syphilis?
No.
She's thinking about the strippers.
he went to Uganda and he said something about, that
monkeypox?
No. He said if you get the vaccine, he was talking about how you shouldn't get the vaccine, and they're like, they were just drilling him on it because they said he's anti-vaccine. I don't think he is.
Who, he said, Bobby?
Yeah. I don't think he is.
So he's not.
I think Bill Gates thinks that maybe like a natural disaster is going to happen to where we're not going to be able to live off our own food source. So he's creating a food source. This is what I'm thinking. I'm not, don't quote me on it, but. It kind of makes sense, though, in that if you think about it like that, like he may know something. A meteor may be coming towards us. We don't know. And then all of a sudden, you got to eat off your own man-made food.
Eat each other.
Yeah, that's next.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, my God. So, okay, like, drink your blood. Let's talk about the show The View. Okay.
God.
So watch it.
I'm out.
It's not that interesting to me.
So I heard that they're going to cancel The View. What do you guys think of that?
I think, thank God. That show is horrible.
I'm surprised it's still on.
But I think what they've
done. There's haters. There's negative Debbie Downers who love to watch negative shit. Yeah. So what do you guys think of the show The View?
I think they just made it purposely negative. Get the ultimate negative.
Yeah, like the Karens. Because they were getting so much publicity.
The Karens are alive and well on The View.
They're all Karens,
yeah. But what do you think of people that go on The View as guests? I mean, why would you ever go on that show if it's that negative?
Wasn't that J.D. Vance? Who went on there that was like, he actually like, was it Junior? One of the guests they had was like, just ripped them.
Oh.
He's like, you have no knowledge of what you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
I forgot who it was. Who is the conservative guest on The View?
Yeah, Google who the conservative best guest.
Super conservative guest on The View.
Yeah.
What about they're coming up with another one with Candace Owens, right?
I actually like her.
Okay, I like her. What do you guys think of Candace Owens?
I love her.
I love her.
Yeah. Why do you like her?
She just goes.
Let's start with Tiffany.
She pushes it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't, and she takes risks.
She's pretty bold, yeah.
She's bold, and maybe she says what we shouldn't be saying.
Oh, Ted Cruz.
But it's like.
Oh, Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I actually really like her, and I pay attention.
Ted Cruz was on The View and just kind of annihilated them a little bit.
Why would they have Ted Cruz on?
I don't know.
Okay, let's go. I'm sorry.
That's like walking into our shark tank.
Yeah, no.
We just cut Tiffany off.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I just really like Candace Owens. I liked her doing this whole thing. I watch her podcasts. She's blunt. Yeah. She's bold. She takes risks.
And Keith, why do you like her?
She's blunt. I think that's what society needs. Like, that's why Trump was elected, right? Because people were just over the non-transparent bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can lie and tell us that Joe Biden hasn't been suffering from some sort of dementia for the last year and a half, like, and he's fine.
Yeah.
Like, people are over that. Yeah. They just want to hear the truth.
I think people want common sense.
Common sense.
Yeah. Just common sense.
So your husband's a business owner and very successful, and he works really hard. He's got a great demeanor. He's really up with, what's going on in Orange County. Mm-hmm. What does he think of the administration right now as far as business in California is concerned? Has he talked to you about what are people investing in California? Are they going to come back? Are we just screwed in California for a while?
Well,
what's happening?
Well, because we are business owners, I feel like California is not making it easy for the small business owners, because what they're doing is they're minimum wage is now $20 an hour, So I think so. He's a little discouraged about that,
Okay.
And so I think, California is pretty strict about like, $20 an hour, for, hourly
wage. Which is unlivable wage, by the way.
Those jobs, like, no disrespect to working at McDonald's, but those are supposed to be an entry-level position anyways. I mean, right. You're making fries.
$20 an hour is like...
That's nothing.
I mean, I want to say...
It isn't. But for the small business man, paying all your employees, if you have 60 employees and you're paying them $20 an hour, and you're customer service, like we have, a couple of car washes and things like that, it's hard to you know, because you've got to keep raising your prices, and then people don't want to pay the high prices, you know. So I think it's hard for the small businessmen.
Her husband owns Premier Seven Car Wash.
Across from the bagel?
Yes, yeah. That's her husband.
Free car washes.
That is free car washes for everyone.
How long is it?
It's amazing. By the way, it's automated. They got coffee.
No, but what? So how long?
It's VIP.
Did he just buy that, or did he own the other one too before they renovated it?
No. So we bought it like 2 years ago.
So you bought the property or the business?
We bought the business 2 years ago.
What's that land lease like, man?
It's a little, that's what I'm saying. If you're paying $20 an hour to.
That land's got to be what? Yeah, that's got to be a $20,000
plan. But they're looking to
not survive on that strip.
What's the asking? What are they asking for the property?
What did he pay for the property?
Oh, he bought the property?
No, he bought the business.
He said he tried to buy it.
What did they offer?
What did they offer for that property?
She doesn't want to disclose.
Oh, the land is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying what you can find out. Look what it's worth. I mean,
it's pretty expensive.
It's a lot.
A little bit more. So, but what's kind of unique about the car wash is that, as you know, it's actually like steam. So, you know, when you go to a regular car wash, you have the little bristles and they kind of...
This is seamless. I literally bring my super nice car
there. So it doesn't touch the car.
It doesn't touch it.
It is completely...
Oh, that's perfect.
They've got these amazing staff that's just so sweet. Aww. Then you could sit there and have coffee.
Or you could just go to the Balboa Bay Club and have like a breakfast.
That's what people do. We bring the cars back over there.
You could go to Balboa Bay Club, have lunch, and then they clean your car and you walk over there like a new key.
But we're like a small business. And it's, you know, when you have, you know, 60 employees and
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, it's a
little just... 60 employees?
Mm-hmm. That's just a...
That's pretty big.
One location.
We have several locations.
Oh, that's our chain?
No, we're just all independently owned.
60 at that car wash?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, because you have to have
10, 15 people working at a time.
At a time, right. And then you have your manager.
Her husband is the one I went in there for my car wash. Yeah. I ended up accepting them. I'm like, I love your new car wash. I was waiting for you to open. So I said, oh, I have a studio. Oh, who put in your HVAC? Because I need air conditioning right for this unit here. Uh-huh.
I feel
and
it.
And he like I literally, yeah, I paid for the HVAC.
Probably turn some of that on.
Her husband was so sweet into like, let me give you my contractor. The contractor showed up. They finished the bathrooms for me. They installed the HVAC. I mean, he was a no bullshit guy.
Yeah.
But I said, how is it running a business in California? And I'm just curious because he's tough. It's brutal.
It's brutal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's, you know.
His payroll taxes and it's like the workers' comp on that is probably gnarly.
It's
Premier Seven Car Wash.
Yeah. So come get your car wash.
Your workers' comp is almost 30% of your payroll.
Yeah.
That's gnarly. That's crazy. Yeah. You're paying if your payroll is $1 million a year, you're paying $300,000 in workers' comp.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it could even be more than that because it depends on how likely they are to get hurt, right?
Yeah, so things happen.
A car wash, I'd imagine, would probably be on the higher side, like a warehouse worker.
Yeah.
Well, I just think, you know, California needs to do something. We need to bring back businesses to California. We need to bring back, you know, we need to lower taxes on a lot of, I mean, how do you think we're going to attract, we're losing Hollywood. By the way, I just heard New Jersey is now the new Hollywood. They've got tax credit in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And how are we going to bring money back here? People left because of the property, the homeless tax. I mean, people are leaving. Like, Keith, I know you're also a business owner. You own Cryo Innovations and you work your butt off. I mean, you have a ton of employees that work for you. You've got also marketing and social media. Yeah. You've got like everything. How do you keep it together?
Don't. I'm just kidding. Like, you got.
It's hard, right?
Seen go him? Crazy. you have good friends that are crazier than you.
Yeah.
I have a couple of those in the studio today. So as long as I love you. So as long as you have people that are crazier than you, you don't feel as crazy.
You don't feel as crazy.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
It's like misery loves company.
Yeah, right. It's babysitting 101. Like, no offense to my employees, but it's like, it's the thing is like,
do you want to come over here and give us a hug? Give us a hug. Is this our lead babysitter here? Come on over here. Oh, this is Keith's babysitter.
I'm the resident lesbian.
Look how excited
I'm
with this.
This is pretty cool. Kidding.
She's like, it's mine now. Where's your hand out? This is on her tits.
This is Keith.
Oh my God.
Say hi to Keith.
Wait, Keith. She's like, looked at my shirt.
Check out these new titties. Anyway, so but the so yeah, just but it's kind of like they'll come to you with, it's always fires, right? It's always like,
yeah,
everyone's got a fire, everything's important, yeah. Like everything's like got it. It's like a do or die. It's like, I gotta send this email, what do I do? I'm like, send the email.
Yeah,
like, yeah. But
common sense.
Common sense. It is. Bring back common sense.
Well, you know, this week, and everybody, thank you for watching this week's episode of Live at Five. You know, we want to hear from you. If you guys have questions, comments, or concerns, or if you just want us to talk and shoot the shit about a topic, go to my, just leave us a message on the chat section right here on what you want us to talk about, or go to my Instagram at ElizabethLynnVargas.com or Keith Max. Keith Max. Tiffany Sowersby.
SoCal Tiffy.
I like that. And she's complaining. And of course we have Cardone over here.
Plain and simple. It's Cardone.
With an ES.
Cardone. Yes, yes.
If you need, you know, property listed, you know, we're here to give you the weekly tea, weekly update. Thank you for watching Live at Five. Tune in next week. Subscribe on our YouTube channel. If there's anything you want us to talk about or any controversy you want us to kind of explain, or maybe Keith,
we're gonna have a few strippers with fentanyl here.
If you need a cryo machine,
from Canada.
We want to thank our sponsor, Mutava. Thank you, Casey. We love you. We love our seats. We love not having any bacteria in our vaginas. Yes. So thank you.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Or other private topics.
Sponsored by the gynecologist.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's Live at Five, brought to you by Girl Talk. I'm Elizabeth Vargas.
Francis Cardone. Tiffany Sowersby.
Keith Maximilian.
Like, subscribe, follow us, support us on Patreon, but more importantly, subscribe on YouTube for updates. Thanks again for watching. Woo! We made it!
Woo! We did it! Woo!
Let's